trusted, live, and local. Your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
The numbers are kind of all over the place right now with this winter snowstorm. Are we going to get 18 inches of snow? Or are we only going to get 3 inches of snow and some ice? At this moment, if I can't keep track, you can't keep track, right? Well, we'll see. We'll play it by ear. I think the best thing to do is prepare for the most and hope that we barely get any. That way you're not preparing for little and then boom, you're stranded somewhere. Well, how does this affect our Stark County Emergency Management Agency, the Stark County EMA? Joining us right now, we have the longtime director, Tim Worsler. Tim, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Jordan.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us. I appreciate it, as I'm sure you are getting bombarded right now with questions, concerns, and trying to put a plan together. When we endure something like this, Tim, that we're expecting, we're preparing for, how does it affect the EMA and your team with plans, with preparation? What all goes into a winter storm from your point of view?
The main thing with this that makes this winter storm different for us is when they start predicting ice, they've started to back off of that a little bit, but as we know from the 2011 storm and other storms previous to that too, we've had events in Stark County with when we get in excess of a quarter inch of ice, approaching, you know, half inch ice, when we get into those types of conditions, we lose a lot of our power grid. And we've had sections of Stark County without power in the past for up to 14 days. So it is preparation for long-term power outages that are caused by ice is what we're preparing for. And that's, the ability to open warming centers if we have to, provide transportation to people to get to an overnight shelter. We have a concept here in Stark, not just here, a lot of places do it. In Stark County, we do a countywide shelter. We've got the planning partners, the initial planning partners that would be needed to make that happen. And say the first half dozen people or so that we would call into the emergency operations center to start this operation, we started getting a hold of them and talking with them and making sure things were in place Monday morning, just based off what the National Weather Service was telling us the possibilities were. And as the last slide that I sent out yesterday to you, we're still in that greatest mix of potential, you know, ice, sleet, snow. We're the dead center of the bullseye for that when this thing crosses Ohio. So there's a lot of variables. I heard you earlier there, a lot of variables in how much we're going to get. If the cold goes farther south, we're going to get more snow. If that cold goes farther north, that cold front, we're going to get more ice. Right now it's trending towards more snow than ice, and that's a good thing for us because most of our preparations are just dealing with the, we went through the event on Martin Luther King Day with very little impacts overall. Travel was impacted heavily, some closures, things like that. And it is completely different for an ice event because you have large-scale power outages.
Yeah.
Hopefully that answers it for you.
No, I think that's great, Tim. If you're just joining, we have Tim Worsler on here with us, the director of the Stark County EMA. You've been there 18 years, right, if my math is correct?
Yeah, I first started in another position here in the office in 2001. Then I took over as director in 2005.
Okay. So you've been there some time, okay? I'm not calling you old, Tim, but you've been there.
Yeah. I'm feeling it. I'm okay with that. With that comes a little bit of wisdom.
Yes. Hey, so I'm wondering, in your 20-plus years of experience, do you have any vivid memories of maybe a bad ice storm that just sticks out in your mind?
Yes, 2011 would have been the last one we dealt with. And to give you some idea, over half of the power connections, so half of the homes, half of the businesses across Stark County were without power. And some areas in southwest Stark County were without power for 14 days.
Wow.
Miles and miles of down in southwest Stark County, Sugar Creek Township, there were miles of lines that fell due to ice buildup. So, yes, that is probably the most prevalent event, but we've had, I think it was about 06, 07, back before that, another ice storm. Those are the two big ice storms that I recall in my career that I've had to deal with.
And so you're good there. Continue.
I would say that just gives us, you know, it gives us sort of the playbook when we're told that this could happen to us again. It sort of gave us the playbook so we could spend the last couple of days, you know, pre-planning, pulling out and reading articles on what we did for those particular events, making sure we got the right people on board to provide what we need, things like that. You know, Red Cross, Canton City, if we would use one of their, you know, something like the Civic Center, a couple other locations that have large buildings. The people that would be involved in actually making that happen is who we've been contacting the last couple of days and making sure everybody's ready to go. Talking with the Fire Chiefs Association, the Police Chiefs Association, their members come in and help staff the Emergency Operations Center for the county when we're in an event like this. So all of those contacts have been made, and we're pretty much the same as everybody else. Right now, we got to wait and see how the storm actually moves through, because even 25 miles, that 25 mile difference in this storm is going to be a big difference from snow to and how much snow you get. 25 miles one direction or another, if it slips north or south, is going to make a huge difference for us in what we see starting tonight through tomorrow into Friday.
Yeah, and people, they think, oh, well, if I only get 2 inches of snow, that's not that bad. Well, ice is, to me, I don't think it's any secret that it's as equally dangerous.
No, half-inch ice is horrible. It doesn't matter if you have four-wheel drive or not. We can't get around good, you know, well on ice. The other thing that ice brings with us is doing everything we're talking about, if we have to, for power outages, we have to give it time for the roads to get passable, for us to be able to open shelters, for us to put everything in place for people. So it actually takes longer to respond if it's a large ice event versus just snow. It takes a little bit more to clear the roads and get everything passable. It makes travel extremely treacherous when you're in the middle of one of these ice type events.
Yeah, I can imagine. I enjoy staying home, okay, when we get this kind of weather, Tim. When can we expect to have some of these updated numbers from the National Weather Service? Because I'm looking at the email you sent right now, and you sent us out some very detailed graphics yesterday. Will those update within the next couple hours?
We'll send them again this afternoon. The Weather Service will have another conference call with the EMAs, some of the engineers' office, sheriff's office, things like that throughout the state. They'll or Northeast Ohio. They'll do that again at 1 o'clock, and sometime a couple hours after that, they'll have their latest package out to us, and we'll put it out again before we go home today. And then, you know, a big portion of this, honestly, is we're going to have to wait and see what happens. As much as they try to predict it, as you're seeing already, I actually did a post to our social media on Sunday. Really look around. I recommend people go directly to the National Weather Service. You're seeing numbers of anything from 2 inches to 2 feet. You know,
right.
All kinds of graphics. There's. I feel like some of the posts are just to get attention. Those extreme posts. So we recommend everybody to get their information from, you know, a trusted weather app or from the National Weather Service website directly. It's, you know, that's all free, but it just takes a minute of your time to look. But yeah, anybody that's out there on social media right now and following stuff will see people are saying 2 inches. There's people that are showing graphics that show two feet, and how that's accomplished is even the Weather Service runs probably 40 different models of what different calculations believe is going to happen, or they calculate that it's going to happen, and then a consensus of those is what the Weather Service goes with. Well, if you take one of those that are on the outside fringe, that's where you end up getting those graphics. That's just one opinion out of 40 on what might happen. You need to be more, you know, a little more centralized on your and concise on your opinions, and that's why we don't release anything or share anything until we get it from the National Weather Service directly.
Yeah, and Tim, I got a text. I saw something on Facebook yesterday or a couple days ago of it was like 19 or close to 20 inches, and I have a team of meteorologists I work with outside of this for my business, and I sent them a screenshot. I said, is this true? They said, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I mean, it's going to be bad, but they're not expecting this area to get that much snow. And they said the same thing you said. People, they think, might be putting that out just to get some attention, to get people riled up. Hey, we have to go. I appreciate you coming on, Tim, and stay safe, and maybe we'll chat with you at some other point during this major storm.
Take care.